Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints of God. Good afternoon, and welcome to another broadcast of Contending for the Faith with yours truly, Moses Henry Jones. And today we're going to be talking about the jackass called Paula White Cain and the other jackass called Jensen Franklin. And I have a wonderful show in store for you today. If you can just sit back and relax. Get yourself some popcorn, get yourself a Pepsi, a Mountain Dew, an orange soda, a grape soda, whatever it is that you want to drink, and just sit back and just listen to this broadcast. Well, the number here is area code 516-418-5978, 516-418-5978, and if you happen to be Paula White Cain, or her sidekick, Jensen Franklin, or her retarded offspring, Bradley Knight, either one of those dimwits can call the broadcast at, again, 516-418-5978. Well, I was going to do some shows on Bradley Knight, Paula White's son, but I sent that dimwit over to Oz to see if the wizard can get him a brain like he did the Scarecrow. And maybe I won't have to do shows on Bradley Knight if the wizard happens to help him out. But for today, we're going to be talking about President Trump. And let me tell you something. What the Wizard of Oz is to Dorothy, Scarecrow, Tin Man, and to the Cowardly Lion, Donald Trump could be the equivalent of that for Paula White and Jensen Franklin. Allow me to explain. During the State of the Union, I don't know if you saw the State of the Union, President Trump announced that one of the things that he was creating was a space force. Did you hear that? A space force. All right. Now, a space force basically is, if you watched sci-fi movies or sci-fi television series, a space force is like putting together, a Buck Rogers kind of thing. Buck Rogers or Flash Gordon, you know. Remember the old serials, the Flash Gordon serials, or Captain Cody, a Rocket Man? Okay, so Donald Trump wants to put together a space force so that he, the same way he has an army, the Marines, the Navy, the Coast Guard, and the Air Force, he wants to have a space force so that out there in outer space, he would have some soldiers who would fight and defend the honor and the space territory of the United States. So he wants to create this space force. And I'm going to let the president share with you what this space force is about. Listen to the president as he talks about the creation of the space force.
America's vital interests in space lost out to special interests in Washington, except, of course, for the senators and congressmen here. They would never do it. Right, Dana? But all of that is changing. We know that. My administration is reclaiming America's heritage as the world's greatest spacefaring nation. The essence of the American character is to explore new horizons and to tame new frontiers. But our destiny beyond the Earth is not only a matter of national identity, but a matter of national security. So important for our military, so important, and people don't talk about it. When it comes to defending America, it is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space. So important. Very importantly, I'm hereby directing the Department of Defense and Pentagon to immediately begin the process necessary to establish a Space Force as the sixth branch of the armed forces. That's a big statement. We are going to have the Air Force and we are going to have the Space Force, separate but equal. It is going to be something so important. General Dunford, if you would carry that assignment out, I would be very greatly honored also. Where's General Dunford? General? Got it? Let's go get it, General. But that's the importance that we give it. We're going to have the Space Force. 1 year ago, I revived the National Space Council and put exactly the right man in charge, and that's our friend, Mike Pence, who feels very strongly about this. And in December, I signed a historic directive that will return Americans to the moon for the first time since 1972, if you can believe that. Always remembering, it's about that, but it's also about jobs and the economy. This is a great thing we're doing. This time, we will do more than plant our flag and leave our footprints. We will establish a long-term presence, expand our economy, and build the foundation for an eventual mission to Mars, which is actually going to happen very quickly. And, you know, I've always said that rich guys seem to like rockets. So all of those rich guys that are dying for our real estate to launch their rockets, we won't charge you too much. Just go ahead. If you beat us to Mars, we'll be very happy, and you'll be even more famous. But they do like, explain that. Where's Eric? They do like rockets for some reason, huh? They like those rockets. But you know what? If as long as it's an American rich person, that's good, okay? They can beat us. We'll save a little money, and they can beat us, and we're taking full credit for it. Don't worry about it. But we'll be setting aggressive timelines, challenging old ways of doing business, and we will be expecting real results. And we are making our incredible facilities, okay, available to these people that have been doing so incredibly by themselves on rocketry. So you're invited. The rent won't be high. I am instructing my administration to embrace the budding commercial space industry. We are modernizing out-of-date space regulations. They're way out of date. They haven't been changed in many, many years. And today we are taking one more step to unleash the power of American ingenuity. In a few moments, I will sign a new directive to federal departments and agencies. They will work together with American industry to implement a state-of-the-art framework for space traffic management. But don't let it get too out of control, please. We know about what's going on with a lot of other rules and regulations. By the way, we've set the all-time record in history of this country in cutting regulation. So when I hear about that, I get a little bit tenuous. Be careful. Don't get too carried away. But we have. We've cut more regulations than any administration, whether it's 4 years, 8 years, or 16 years in one case. We've cut more regulations than any other president in history. And I actually think that along with the massive tax cuts, I think that the regulation cutting may have even had more of an impact on the economy. It's been incredible. We have regulation. We have a lot of regulation. We have good regulation. But you don't need 20 years to get rejected from building a highway. We can reject you in 2 years or 1 year. We have it down from 17 years down to two. We expect to get it down to one. And if it's not good, we're going to reject. But it's going to be a fast rejection. You're not going to go an entire lifetime only to find it's not going to be built. Two previous administrations tried and failed to develop a system to deal with.
All right, so the president's talking about creating a space force, and in order to do that, he has cut down regulation. This way the rockets can be designed, and they can shoot them up, and they can get people on the moon again and get people up in space. And so here's another clip and on this space force idea, and let's listen to this clip. Here we go.
Two words.
Space Force.
No, it's not the name of a terrible sci-fi movie.
It's a joke.
Think armed forces in space. President Trump directed the Pentagon to immediately establish the sixth and smallest branch of the Defense Department. But what the heck is a Space Force anyway? And what would it even do? We have the facts.
It is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance.
Trump's comments may have caught some off guard, but they followed decades of discussion about a separate space force. The idea was first explored by former President Dwight D. Eisenhower after the Soviet Union launched the first satellite, Sputnik, in 1957. Which brings us to Russia. Russia is the only country to have had an independent space force. It was short-lived, but the Russian Space Forces existed from 1992 to 1997 and from 2001 to 2011. In 2015, they reestablished as a branch of the Russian Aerospace Forces. The branch provides aerospace warnings, establishes air boundaries, and creates and controls in-orbit space vehicles. China is also building up its space program. The country recently launched a strategic support force, which is meant to streamline and improve its space, cyber, and electronic warfare missions. Both countries have been accused of causing problems with anti-satellite technology, which is why Trump may be pushing for more investment. Right now, it's less about shooting laser cannons and more about collecting scientific data. Congress needs to first sign off on the plan, but their initial response seemed lukewarm. Astronaut Mark Kelly chimed in and called it a dumb idea, and even Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said he was troubled by the approach. The Air Force said it is adamantly opposed to the structure change.
One of the things everyone needs to understand is how much our daily lives are dependent on space infrastructure, and our military operations are intertwined with that.
The U.S. already spends about $611 billion on its defense budget each year. That's more than the next 8 countries combined. Despite this, some say we're light years behind when it comes to developing a means to destroy or disable satellites. And this is important because it could be the future of warfare. There's a lot we don't know about space, but there's a very real possibility that human conflict on Earth could spill over into the final frontier, though it's unclear what that would look like.
Would this help or hurt? We're talking about a military organizational question. That is, what is the best way to organize the already existing space forces of the United States?
Real-time surveillance, guided sun strikes from orbit, and the protection of future trade and travel routes could all become areas of concern. Right now, there are tens of thousands of satellites in orbit. This kind of equipment helps the U.S. and others communicate with one another. It can be used by militaries to track enemies, take pictures, and guided missiles. Without a presence in space, it's much harder to fight on the ground. That's why countries are investing so much into it. But the crux of this debate is how to best manage space activity. It's a bit unclear if the creation of Space Force would lead to another space race, where countries would rush for dominance in spaceflight. Trump's comment may spur an important conversation about exploring the cosmos, and that's a conversation worth launching.
That's it. He already signed it. He already signed an executive order, and the Space Force was created. And several nights ago, he talked about it in his State to the Union address. And in this clip that I'm going to play, he's talking to a 13-year-old boy who happens to be a young aspirant, a young man who one day, when he grows up, wants to be part of that Space Force, which Trump already created. It's already created. They are just like the Army and the Navy and the Marines and the Air Force and the Coast Guard, the Space Force has its own logo. It's a newly created branch of the military. And already young people are looking forward to becoming part of the Space Force in a couple of years. Here's a 13-year-old that Trump addressed at the State of the Union.
In the gallery tonight, we have a young gentleman and what he wants so badly, 13 years old, Ian Wonfei. He's an eighth grader from Arizona. Ian, please stand up. Ian has always dreamed of going to space. He was the first in his class and among the youngest at an aviation academy. He aspires to go to the Air Force Academy, and then he has his eye on the Space Force. As Ian says, most people look up at space. I want to look down on the world.
So this 13-year-old boy is already looking towards the future, and he's written to the president, and he told the president, I want to be a member of the Space Force, and that's why the president welcomed him to the State of the Union. But in addition to Ian being there as a future member of the Space Force, his grandfather was present, and his grandfather's one of those old Tuskegee airmen, one of those old celebrate, that class of African-American airmen who served in World War II, that Tuskegee group, that is his great-grandfather, and who just became 100 years old, and Trump is going to talk about him. Let's listen.
But sitting behind Ian tonight is his greatest hero of them all. Charles McGee was born in Cleveland, Ohio, one century ago. Charles is one of the last surviving Tuskegee Airmen, the first black fighter pilots, and he also happens to be Ian's great-grandfather.
So here is a surviving Tuskegee Airman, a celebrated African-American pilot, one of the few to be part of that elite squadron of airmen. And he happens to be the great-grandfather of this young boy, this 13-year-old boy, who wants to be part of that future Space Force.
Incredible story. After more than 130 combat missions in World War II, he came back home to a country still struggling for civil rights and went on to serve America in Korea and Vietnam. On December 7th, Charles celebrated his 100th birthday. A few weeks ago, I signed a bill promoting Charles McGee to Brigadier General, and earlier today, I pinned the stars on his shoulders in the Oval Office. General McGee, our nation salutes you. Thank you, sir.
Now, with the stroke of a pen, the President of the United States took this Tuskegee Airman and elevated his rank to Brigadier General with the stroke of a pen, with the power of the presidential pen. He made him a Brigadier General. Now, I have a recommendation. I have a recommendation for President Trump. I have a recommendation. I would advise the president to take Paula White and Jensen Franklin and with the stroke of a pen, elevate. Listen. I would encourage the president because he's done it already. Well, what do you mean he's done it already? Yes. With a stroke of his pen, with the power of his presidential pen, he made Paula White the chair of the Evangelical Advisory Committee. And then again, with the stroke of his pen, with the power of the presidential pen, he made Paula White the chair of the Faith Initiative. So I am imploring the president, I am beseeching the president, in fact, I'm encouraging all of you who are listening, and as many people as possible, to flood the White House in calls, and tell the president that the first captain of the Space Force and first sergeant of the Space Force should be Paula White Kane and Jensen Franklin. That's what I'm recommending, that Paula White Kane would be the first female president or captain launched into space. And you say, but brother reformer, why would you want that? Well, listen. It's the best way to get rid of Paula White. It's the best way to get rid of whom? Jensen Franklin. Don't you think so? Don't you think that it's a wonderful way of getting rid of Paula White and Jensen Franklin? Wouldn't you think that that is a creative way to get rid of Paula White and Jensen Franklin, just shoot them out into space and just get rid of them for, let's say, 5 years? I think 5 years would, 5 years sounds good to me. I would go with getting rid of Jensen Franklin and Paula White for 5 years. Now, you're saying, but that's impossible. No. It's not impossible. Look, in this day and age, powerful men can do as they please. Well, what do you mean by that, powerful men can do as they please? Well, the black pope of the black church made Paula White a doctor. Do you know that? Paula White never went to school, never went to college, never went to seminary, never graduated, never took a course, never took a midterm, never took a final, never earned a diploma, and yet the black pope, Bishop T.D. Jakes, made Paula White a doctor. It is possible. Let's listen.
The other thing I'm excited about tonight and really, really, really glad to have is this tremendous woman of God who I feel silly trying to introduce her because everybody in the world knows her. If you don't know who this woman is, you don't have a TV. You don't have a cell phone. You don't have a computer. You haven't been anywhere. She is a pastor extraordinaire.
Yeah.
She is a life coach. She is an author in her own right.
Yeah.
She is a woman of She is a life coach. She is an author in her own right.
Yeah.
She is a woman of integrity that God is using in a very, very unique way, not only in Church Without Walls there in Tampa, Florida, but throughout America and around the world. Would you welcome Dr. Paula White? We are glad to have you.
Never went to school. Never took a course. Never took a midterm. Never took a final exam. Never turned in a term paper, never did any homework, never graduated, and yet, with the stroke of his papal pen, Pope Jakes made Paula White a doctor. A doctor. You see, the same way that President Trump, with the stroke, with the power of his presidential pen, he took that wonderful man, that Tuskegee Airman, and not that the man was without rank. No, the man is a legitimate pilot. He's a legitimate pilot with over 130 missions, combat missions. The man has a real history. And with the stroke of the presidential pen, he was elevated to brigadier general. Powerful men with the strokes of their pen can just turn a person and give them one rank and elevate them in rank, just like I just showed you that T.D. Jakes just did. Now, remember, listen. Listen to T.D. Jakes ramble off Paula White's resume. Listen to what he has to say about who Paula White is.
The other thing I'm excited about tonight and really, really, really glad to have is this tremendous woman of God who I feel silly trying to introduce her because everybody in the world knows her. If you don't know who this woman is, you don't have a TV. You don't have a cell phone. You don't have a computer. You haven't been anywhere. She is a pastor extraordinaire. She is a life coach. She is an author in her own right.
Yeah.
She is a woman of integrity that God is using in a very, very unique way.
She's a pastor. She's an author. She's a life coach. She's a woman of integrity. She's this, she's that. Well, why don't we make her an astronaut? Why don't we just make, with the stroke of the presidential pen, why don't we just add to her resume astronaut? I think that's doable. Again, with a stroke of his pen, President Trump made Paula White the chair of the Evangelical Advisory Committee. With another stroke of his presidential pen, he made Paula White the chair of the Faith Initiative. She's got an office at the White House. She's right inside the White House. She's got an office. And I think that with the stroke of his pen, just like he did for that Tuskegee Airman, he can do for Paula White, and he can make her captain of the Space Force. Possible. Listen, with a stroke of his pastoral pen, Randy White made Paula White a con woman. Think about this. Randy White, pastor of the Tampa Christian Center, with a stroke of his pen, he made Paula White a con woman. Think about that. With a stroke of her own pen, Paula White made herself an apostle. Who made Paula White an apostle? She did. When she became the most powerful woman in the Tampa Christian Center Church, when she became the senior pastor, with a stroke of her own pen, she made herself an apostle. With a stroke of his pen, Jonathan Cain made Paula White an honest, adulterous woman. Because, you know, he wanted to marry Paula, so he wanted to make her an honest woman, but we have to add honest, adulterous woman. So, again and again in Paula White's life, with the stroke of the pen, people have been giving Paula White certain kinds of elevations and certain kinds of titles. Now, listen, I for one think it's a great idea if they make Paula White a captain of the Space Force. And this is why. Listen to this clip.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission.
Right there. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Well, we can call her starship Starship Mar-a-Lago. In honor of Donald Trump, we can call it the Starship Mar-a-Lago. And the very fact that it's on a 5-year mission, what wouldn't you do? What wouldn't I do to get Paula White and Jensen Franklin off this planet for 5 years? Let me tell you something. I would sow a $1,000 seed. If that would ensure that Paula White got on the Starship Mar-a-Lago as its captain and disappeared for the next 5 years, I think that a lot of my fellow saints would join me in activating the Space Force by sowing a $1,000 seed to get this nut and her retarded sidekick, Jensen Franklin, on the Starship Mar-a-Lago and send them into space.
These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no man has gone before.
I would love to give Jensen Franklin and Paula White a Starship send off. Trump could do it. Trump can sign an executive order. He can force his generals to accept Paula White as the captain of the Starship Mar-a-Lago, send her on a 5-year mission to find out if there's a... Listen, she can go out to find out if the sneaky squid spirit is on Mars. She can find out if the spirit of Python or the spirit of Leviathan is on Pluto. That she can go with Jensen Franklin. And remember, they got such powers. Jensen Franklin and Paula White, they have the anointing. They have these powers. I mean, they can bind. They can loose. They can cause satanic miscast. Listen, if I am sure that if Paula White has the power to cause satanic miscarriages, she can cause the women on Mars to have miscarriages. She can cause the Martians to have miscarriages. So if we're going to make her captain, if we're going to make her captain, and it's easy, listen, we're not making her brigadier general. Because on any starship, listen, on a starship, you don't have generals. You just have captains, like Captain Kirk. That's what you, on a starship, that's what you have. In a space force, that's, you have a captain. So we want to make Paula White the captain. Because she, listen, she leads, technically speaking, she is the captain of the Evangelical Advisory Committee. She is the captain of the Faith Initiative. Now let's just make her the captain of the Starship Mar-a-Lago, and let's make Jensen Franklin her first officer. And we're going to give her the title of captain, because captain is the official title of all leaders in space, as this clip will show.
Post, 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 the cereals you like the most. The cereals made by Post take you to the secret mountain retreat of Captain Video, Master of Space, Hero of the Month, Captain of the Video Rangers. Operating from his secret mountain headquarters on the planet Earth, Captain Video rallies men of goodwill and leads them against the forces of evil everywhere.
See, like Captain Video, Captain Stupido, which is Paula White. Listen, she's Captain Stupido and her Stupido Rangers. Listen, just like Captain Video, who leads his men against the forces of darkness. Well, Captain Stupido, with her sidekick, with her retarded sidekick, Raygun Franklin, they can lead the charge against all principalities and power. Remember, Satan is the prince of the power of the air, which means he's out there in outer space. They can take the war. They can take the battle. They can take the offense over to Satan. They can bind and loose demons and Leviathan spirits and sneaky squid spirits. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the kind of reports that we can get back in this 5-year mission, in this five to explore strange new worlds? Oh, what I would do to send Jensen Franklin and Paula White into space, Captain Stupido and her stupid Ranger sidekick, the retard Raygun.
Post, 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 the cereals you like the most. The cereals made by Post take you to the secret mountain retreat of Captain Video, Master of Space, Hero of the Month, Captain of the Video Rangers. Operating from his secret mountain headquarters on the planet Earth, Captain Video rallies men of goodwill and leads them against the forces of evil everywhere. As he rockets from planet to planet, let us follow the champion of justice, truth, and freedom throughout the universe.
And let me tell you something. Trump would love that. Trump would love it. Tell us, Captain Stupido, what is the latest report out from space? I mean, she would be calling the Oval Office. He would pick up the phone. you know, then the Democrats can listen into the conversation. Nancy Pelosi can listen. Adam Schiff can listen. They can be transmitting from outer space. And then, of course, I'm going to let my sidekick, Reagan Franklin, talk to you, Mr. President. I tell you, it would do, I tell you, it would be a blessing to us because she and Jensen would be gone for 5 years. We wouldn't have to put up with their nonsense on Earth. Now, here is Jensen Franklin. He's already training. This is Jensen Franklin. Jensen Franklin is already training to be Paula's sidekick if Paula actually is promoted to Captain Stupido. This is Jensen Franklin rehearsing his Captain Stupido pledge.
Calling all space rangers, it's time to blast off with Captain Video and his Video Rangers.
Hello out there, Rangers. This is Captain Video. Are you all ready to join me today in our trip to outer space?
I am ready, Captain Video.
Very good. Let us all put on our official Captain Video space helmet. Adjust disintegrator gun.
Disintegrator gun adjusted off the video.
And now we blast off for Pluto and the moon.
That's Jensen Franklin practicing to be a space cadet, along with Paula White. Well, my brothers and sisters, this is only going to happen if you join me in calling the White House day and night, asking the president to please elevate Paula White Kane to take her. Listen. Someone else can chair the Evangelical Advisory Committee. She's already done that. Someone else can chair the faith initiative throughout the globe. Someone else can do that. What is needed right now, what the world needs right now, is for Paula White to be elevated, to the position of Captain Stupido, and for her and Jensen Franklin to blast off into outer space where they will leave us alone for the next 5 years. I'll be back tomorrow, saints of God. God bless you. Don't forget to call the White House, and please put in a good word for Captain Stupido.